Welcome to Don't Quit, where you come to be encouraged to live a better life full of joy and purpose.
Welcome back. I am so excited that you are joining me today. Back in the beginning of December, I put out an Instagram poll. If you don't follow me, you can follow me at We Are All The Rage or at Don't Quit Podcast. But I put out a poll having you guys vote on what you wanted to hear in the new year. After looking at the results of that, I realized that a lot of what you wanted to hear went perfectly with the new year and new goals and ideas. So the month of January, I have been challenged to just talk all about how to tackle our lives and truly make change that sticks and actually matters. So you're joining me for an awesome topic today. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, it was the start of this series, and be sure to go back and listen. It's all about the most important questions to ask yourself about the past year so that we can make this coming year great. Benjamin Franklin once said, "He that is good for making excuses is seldom good for anything else." As you guessed by the title of this podcast that you clicked on, we are talking about why we make excuses and how to stop. Sometimes we get so absorbed in making excuses about how things didn't turn out the way that we had expected that we forget to focus on making the best of every situation, no matter the outcome. So let's be real today. We all have one year or another said that we were going to work out, and then by February, we gave it up. Are you with me? It must be the classic New Year's resolution. In fact, I did a little research and here were the top New Year's resolutions for 2022. Number one is exercise more. Number two, eat healthier. Number three, lose weight. So the top three right off the bat are all about physical appearance or just getting healthier in general. Number four is spend more time with friends and family. Number five is to live more economically. Number six is to spend less time on social media. Number seven, to reduce stress on the job. Number eight, to quit smoking. Now, after looking at this list, I can honestly say that I have definitely set goals to exercise more, eat healthier, and lose weight in the past. I also have challenged myself to spend less time on social media and to live more economically. The crazy part, though, is I end up giving it all up, usually pretty fast, within a month or so. Nearly 80% of people admitted to abandoning their New Year's resolutions by February every year. That's according to Forbes. Now, the reasons for failure. In one 2014 study, 35% of participants who failed their New Year's resolutions said that they had unrealistic goals. 33% of participants who failed didn't keep track of their progress, and 23% forgot about their resolutions. And then 1 in 10 people who failed said they made too many resolutions. So last year, I was able to eliminate flour and sugar for about 7 months, and I exercised on average 5 days a week. But guess what? I don't think my life was that much better after that. I just want to say that I'm not going to be talking about the need for exercise or dieting or losing weight on this episode. Hopefully this doesn't come as a disappointment to you, but I personally don't think that discussing that has any true benefit. I could be wrong, but based on my past year, I am actually happier now than I was when I was dieting so strictly and exercising nonstop. That's certainly not to say that all those things are not important, but I think that there is something far more important to focus on for today, and that is our mind. What we think about, what we fill our head with. Now, how we choose to spend our time and live each day is important. What we want our life to be like before it is too late and time is wasted. What is your intention for your life, and do you know how to get there? I think a lot of us just go on autopilot and we don't create a plan. Once we lay this foundation, the healthy eating and the exercising will flow naturally and change will occur. Because when we slow down and we realize what's most important in our lives, there is more time to then focus on and realize the need for those other important things. So back to excuses, why you clicked on this. Excuses are rationalizations we make to ourselves about people, events, and circumstances. They are invented reasons we create to defend our behavior, to postpone taking action, or simply as a means of neglecting responsibility. Now, the most common reasons for making excuses are fear of failure, fear of embarrassment, fear of success, fear of change, fear of uncertainty, fear of responsibility, fear of making mistakes, perceived lack of confidence or resources. Now, the commonality with each of these, I'm sure you already guessed, you heard it loud and clear, it's fear. If we can eliminate fear, we can end the excuses. This, of course, is way easier said than done, but our fears typically emerge due to a lack of understanding, information, resources, experience, or perspective. Have you ever found yourself saying, there's just not enough time, there's just not enough money, I don't know how to do that, I just can't change, it's just not the right time? All of these things have something in common: lack of confidence. Now, growing up, I traveled a lot. My parents had an RV, and being homeschooled, there was plenty of time to go and see the country. So one year we visited Greenfield Village in Michigan, where Henry Ford in 1933 relocated and reconstructed 100 historic buildings of famous people throughout the United States. I'll never forget a quote by Henry Ford that was displayed prominently outside: "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." Such a simple saying that could not be more true. Oftentimes we tell ourselves we can't, and then guess what? We live up to that. Who says you can't? Why is there a ceiling on our abilities? It drives me nuts when Reed will say to me, and Reed, if you don't know me, he is my almost 6-year-old, and he'll say, "I just can't do that." And I always tell him that he can do whatever he puts his mind to. If you're a parent, I'm sure you're telling your kid that as well. Unfortunately, I think as we age, we get insecure and we just stop trying. We get set in our ways and we become comfortable living a status quo life. Unfortunately, that life does not produce excitement or fulfillment, as you might be feeling right now. What can we do to combat making excuses? So one of my podcast episodes would not be complete without giving you something that you can walk away and actively do in your life to try to change this problem we're having. So I want you to cultivate 4 critical qualities. And just to let you know, I'm working on this right alongside you. I don't have this down, and I am just working on trying to be more purposeful in my life and to make sure that I'm not making excuses. So finally, to overcome your excuses, always cultivate patience, optimism, confidence, and persistence. So let's break that down. Number 1, patience. So how can you practice patience? You can actually practice mindfulness. And an easy way to do that is to eliminate social media and make yourself be in the moment that you are in without allowing any distractions to slip in. Now, a practical way that I do that is to just remove myself from my house, go into nature, and just be. There's something about nature that makes it that you don't want to have your phone right on you. And it also just is a good opportunity to think and to breathe. Sometimes when we're in our house, we're just so busy trying to keep up with the house or our job or our kids that we aren't in the moment. Number 2, optimism. It's a state of mind. And the 3 traits of optimism are: you have to see the positive side of things. Then you have to expect that things will turn out well. And then you have to believe you have the skill and ability to make good things happen. You have to find the best in every situation. So when you feel yourself being negative, just stop yourself. Tell yourself something you love about what you're doing. Surround yourself with positive people. Number 3 is confidence. How can we build confidence? One thing that I absolutely love to do that I think is one of the easiest things you can do is create a playlist or find a playlist that makes you feel alive. So for me, if you search on Spotify, Madison, M-A-D-I-S-U-N, Gray, G-R-A-Y, she has a playlist. She's a YouTuber that I enjoy watching her slow living videos, but she has created wonderful playlists that just are so peaceful, so comforting, and will make you feel really good. Also, the other thing that I've done to build confidence in my life is to minimalize my wardrobe to 15 items or less. Sounds hard, but it actually is not. Maybe I'll even do an episode on that, just completely on that and explain to you how I did that. But just paring down your house and your wardrobe and your items makes you feel more free and more able to tackle each day with confidence. And the last thing is just truly believe that you can achieve anything you put your mind to. And start telling yourself positive things constantly. Wake up in the morning and have a little journal next to your bed and write 3 positive things about yourself. And the last one, what we're going to end with today, is persistence. You have to be positive. You have to develop discipline. You have to know yourself. What that means is you have to know that you are going to stay on track and that you're not going to let others sway you in your goals. People love to try to direct your life in the way they think it should go, but no one knows yourself like you, and you are the only one that can grow close to God to figure out what you should be doing in your life. Not making excuses is a really big challenge, but I know you can do it, and I know that we are journeying through this together. So don't forget to cultivate those 4 critical qualities: patience, optimism, confidence, and persistence. And in doing that, you are going to find that the excuses will start to end and you will start tackling your life head on and achieving more goals and more dreams than you ever thought possible. Be sure to follow me over on Instagram. Be sure to leave me a review on Apple if you enjoy my podcast or if you enjoyed this episode. And I will see you next week. Episodes come out every Wednesday at 5 a.m. Next week's episode is how to set daily intentions for more productive days. It's going to build on this episode and you won't want to miss it. See you then.